All right, we welcome you back to Crunch Time. It's a Monday. This is how we wrap it up. We like to call it the Richter Scale.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh, my God. That's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
It's bad? Ever.
I love it, like, none of these sound effects or anything tie together. It doesn't really make sense at all.
It's completely irrelevant, but it just works.
Well, Steve, it was a heck of a weekend in sports. Huge upsets, conference titles being clinched, a lot of happenings happened. There were even a few big things outside of sports I'm interested in your take on. We will find out how much these events shook up your world. Steve, it is time for the Richter Scale.
Yay!
Let us begin with Oregon men's basketball. They clinched their first outright league title since 2002 with their win over USC. By the way, talked about dunks the last few weeks by this team and how we've never seen an Oregon team that dunks like this one does. Well, the dunk by Dwayne Benjamin in the first half was arguably the nastiest one of the season. Basically, as a defender, you just burn your sneakers, cut the name off the back of your jersey, and start focusing on your degree.
The facial!
It was filthy. But Oregon played well throughout. Even after the power went out and the only light in the arena was from when they literally opened the windows, taking a cue from the football team, they were focused and they finished. How much did Oregon's win over USC in clinching the regular season conference crown rate for you?
I do this. We're in Eugene. They won their, in essence, their second ever outright Pac-12 title. I think that's the definition of a 10.
Oh, it goes up to 11, right? Now, this didn't happen over the weekend. It happened this morning, but the way I look at it, anything that happens before the show starts counts for the weekend's events. Peyton Manning retired today. Quoted Forrest Gump in an answer about a sexual assault, which is totally bizarre, but nonetheless, he retires the NFL's all-time leader in passing touchdowns, passing yards, wins including the playoffs, one of two QBs to ever beat all 32 teams, most AP MVP awards with five. I could go down the laundry list of his single season records, but I think you get the point. Arguably the best quarterback in NFL history hanged up his cleats today. How much did that rank for you?
You know, that's in the vicinity of a 10, but it would have been like, if it were had any element of surprise to it, and he just, if he had the 55 touchdown passes this year, I'm going to give it a 9.5. It is Peyton Manning, and it's one of those deals. Don't interject your personal opinion about where he ranks. He's gone. And put it this way, if you're 30, he's basically, if you follow college and pro, that means you were born in 1986. He's been on the scene since you're 8 and you're 30 now. Big news.
The Golden State Warriors, arguably the best team in NBA history, but over the weekend suffered the biggest upset in NBA history. I guess when you're the best, there's always a chance that any loss could be looked at that way, but their loss to the Lakers was unbelievable. It's actually record-breaking in that before the game, the Warriors had a 9-1-7 winning percentage. Lakers had a 1-9-0. So literally, that's the biggest deficit overcome to get a win in the history of the NBA. Basically, they lost because of their style of ball. They rarely ever take care of it. They play suspect defense, but it doesn't usually hurt them because they're arguably the best shooting team ever. Well, they shot 4 of 30 from three-point range.
Wow.
Steph Curry, Klay Thompson combined to make one of those on 18 attempts. So the bad defense and poor ball control finally caught up with them, and the starters were out with 5 minutes left. Truly a baffling loss. How much were your eyes on it?
You want to know something? If it wasn't this week in March, that's a 9. The only reason I found out about it was via Twitter. So I'm going to give it a 7. It was just bad timing.
Well, Oregon women's hoops was out of the Pac-12 tournament early, meaning their chances as an NCAA berth were all but crushed. Oregon State, on the other hand, was the top team in the league and played like it, beating UCLA in the conference championship game 69-57. On the men's side, the Beavs absolutely had to have their win over UCLA in their season finale, and they put up 55 in the second half to take a four-point win, with the cherry on top being the sick windmill dunk by GP2 to seal the deal. Now, many are saying that along with a decent showing in the conference tournament, that might mean the Beavs are dancing for the first time since 1990. How much did OSU hoops making history and possibly making some history rate for you?
I was all over that. And like I said, I found myself actually rooting for them. So, yeah, I'm going to go with a 7 there. And by the way, the women, the game was over at halftime. UCLA's good. Scott Rowe to Ruick doing damage.
UFC 196 was a pretty crazy one. First, you had Holly Holm getting choked out in the fifth round by Miesha Tate. Basically, your desperation heave at the buzzer that somehow goes in. But it was Tate's style to wear down opponents and catch them napping, which she did, then literally put home to sleep with the choke. Speaking of choking, Conor McGregor went up 2 weight classes, made UFC's first $1 million purse, bloodied up Nate Diaz for a round, then himself got choked out and lost. 2 pretty big upsets on paper, but 2 huge wins for jiu-jitsu, and both fighters utilized the martial arts style to win. From McGregor's mouth biting off more than he could chew to a third matchup on the way for Tate and Rousey, how much did the UFC shake things up for you over
the weekend? I'll tell you what, there was once upon a time I'd have said 0, and then I started following a little bit. I started listening to some of you. It made its way to the 3 or 4. And I'll tell you what, if McGregor and Holm won easily, I'd probably be like a 4 or 5. But all of a sudden, it's like, I'm really curious to see what happens next. I'm going to give it a 6.
Conor McGregor can sell a fight, I tell you what.
You think?
Friday marked the return of House of Cards to Netflix, Steve, meaning many weren't even allowed to focus on sports because the exploits of Francis Underwood and his wife, Claire, were given a 4th season that apparently includes terrorist plots, health issues, and the usual back dealings of one of the skeeviest political couples in the history of the world. How much of your weekend was taken up by Frank and Claire?
5 episodes. With all that, I actually got 5 episodes in. It's an unbelievable show. I'm going to say it rated a 9. It is so good. His chief of staff is the worst person in the history of literature.